If you can learn to love yourself and all your flaws, you can love other people so much better. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Adam LaDolce from SexyConfidence.com has a great message on how to love yourself and be happy. Enjoy.
Now, over the past 10 years, I've been to a lot of self-help seminars. Some are really great, but some are, quite frankly, really dumb. At some of these conferences, you'll hear ridiculous things like, if you love yourself, then just hug yourself. Now, if you're hugging yourself, tell yourself that you love yourself.
I love me.
Whoa. This is f***ing stupid. Now, you can hug yourself all day, but it's not gonna make you feel any better. I am sick of fluffy advice out there. I'm gonna give you the real deal dating advice on how to actually love and care for yourself. And the best part is, if you can learn how to love yourself, you'll be so much more likely to attract someone who truly loves you. The first way to love yourself is to protect yourself from emotional harm. Now, if you had a friend who's spending time with a guy who's just treating her like total garbage, who's treating her like shit, what would you do? Well, you'd probably fight for her. You'd talk to her and you'd really want her to have the power and the courage to be able to get out of that relationship. And you really work with her to do that. However, people who don't love themselves, when they're in that situation, they don't fight for themselves, right? They'll fight for their friends and they'll work for themselves and be that protector in other people's lives, but they don't do it for themselves. When you find yourself in a bad situation, be willing to walk away. Be aware of how other people are affecting your emotions and be willing to fight for yourself sometimes and be able to leave situations that aren't good. Number two is people who love themselves will actively continue to try to improve themselves to be a better person. But at the same time, they realize that they themselves right now are worthy of love. Now, I'm in the self-help industry, and I think it's a really great place for people to look at themselves and say, hey, look, where can I improve? But at the same time, I think a lot of people who are drawn to self-help think that they themselves right now are not okay, right? That there's something inherently wrong with them. And that's the problem with this industry. It's all about making you feel like there's something wrong with you and you need to be improved in some way. So my message to you right now is, yes, if there are things in your life that you want to work on, such as your dating life, such as your health, such as your professional life, great, that's fantastic. But also realize across that journey that you right now are okay. And you right now are the type of person that can love yourself with all of your energy right now. Number three is people who love themselves are open to seeking advice from the right people. When you love yourself, you'll want to surround yourself with people who support you and guide you towards success. Now, if you don't have that right now, I definitely recommend having a therapist if that's something you need. So people who love themselves are willing and open to that change, and they're willing to get advice from the right type of people in their lives. However, on the other side of the spectrum, when you don't love yourself, you're going to surround yourself with people who put you down because secretly you think that's what you deserve. Number four is people who love themselves really try to avoid perfectionism. Here's the thing, you are going to make ridiculously huge fucking mistakes in your life. You are going to have regrets in life. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to get rejected. And the worst thing is if you go along with your life hoping to be perfect, then you are forever going to suffer with anxiety because no one can be perfect. If you live your life trying to be perfect, you're only going to resent yourself because you'll never live up to your own set of expectations. Right now, I want you to realize that you are a beautifully flawed individual. And so long as you actively are working on improving those things in your life that are really important, that really matter, then you're going to be okay. And finally, people who truly love themselves are willing to give back to people in need with no expectations of receiving anything back in return. Now, this might sound a little morbid, but I'll tell you this. The easiest way to die with regret in life is to look back on your life and realize that you did nothing but serve yourself. And the easiest way to really make an impact in life and truly love yourself and be able to spread incredible positive energy around the world is to be able to give back. And you have no idea how much power and how much influence you really have. It can even be those small ways of giving back. Maybe you have a friend who's really struggling in life. You know what? Pick up the phone and try to help that person. Maybe there's, you know, some type of volunteering that is going on in your town. You know what? Take an hour out of your week to just go over there and help out. If your nephew is like struggling in school, school, then you know what? Be his mentor. It's these little things in life that allow you to give back. And by giving back, you're forever going to start loving yourself even more by just doing great things. The sense of joy and happiness you'll receive from giving is ultimately what will allow you to truly love yourself.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.